Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. Well, hello there, lovely listeners. It's me, Floppy, hopping right into your day with another episode of 12 Hop Flop. Today, I'm extra excited because we're going to talk about something very important, especially when things get tough. It's a little thing called hope. Yes, even us rabbits know a thing or two about keeping hope alive, whether we're waiting for a fresh bundle of greens or the perfect sunny spot in the yard. But here's the thing. Just like you, us bunnies also go through challenging times. Sometimes our hay stash gets low, or even worse, the treat jar stays unopened for far too long. But no matter what, we keep hopping forward. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about how to hold on to hope, even when life feels a little uncertain or overwhelming. Together, we'll explore what hope really means, how to nurture it, and how to find it when it feels lost. Sound good? All right, let's hop right in. Now let's talk about hope itself. What is hope anyway? Well, from where I sit, usually on a nice soft patch of hay, hope feels a lot like waiting for the freshest greens to appear. You know they're coming, but you're not quite sure when. It's that little spark that keeps you nibbling through life, even when the treats seem a bit out of reach. Hope isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about knowing that even when things look a little grey, the sun will eventually shine again. For us rabbits, it could be as simple as waiting for a nice patch of grass to pop up after a long winter. We trust that those delicious greens will grow back, even if it takes a little time. For you humans, hope can be just like that. Maybe you're waiting for things to improve at work or hoping for a solution to a personal challenge. It's all about trusting that things will shift, just like the seasons. And here's something to chew on. Hope is like a carrot buried under the soil. You might not see it right away, but with patience and a little digging, it'll be there, just waiting for you. So, whether you're dealing with a big challenge or just a small one, remember that hope is always nearby, ready to be uncovered. Now that we've uncovered what hope is, let's talk about how to keep it alive when the world feels a bit heavy. You see, even in the most trying times, there are little ways to nurture that hopeful spark. For me, when things feel uncertain, like when my favourite toy gets lost under the couch, I don't give up. I hop around, look in all the corners, and sometimes just ask for a little help from my humans. So, what can you do? Well, for starters, take things one hop at a time. You don't have to solve everything all at once. Focus on what's in front of you. It could be as simple as enjoying a small moment of peace or finding one little thing to be grateful for, like a warm cup of tea or a kind word from a friend. Small joys add up, just like little hops cover a lot of ground over time. And don't forget about your community. For us rabbits, being part of a warren means we never have to face challenges alone. We lean on each other, and I bet you humans can do the same. Whether it's family, friends, or even kind strangers, let others support you when times are tough. It's okay to ask for help, just like I ask my human to retrieve my favourite toy when it's gone missing. Lastly, practice gratitude. I know, it sounds simple, but trust me. When I take a moment to be grateful for the hay I do have, instead of worrying about the hay I don't, everything feels a little brighter. Try it. Think of one thing that brings you a little bit of joy each day, no matter how small. Over time, these small joys can keep that hope alive. Hey there, wonderful listeners. Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow. I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies, from French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. Let me share a little story with you. Not too long ago, I found myself in a bit of a pickle. My favourite napping spot, you know, the one right by the window where the sun hits just right, was suddenly taken over by a pile of blankets. I tried nudging them, hopping around them, even digging a bit, but nothing seemed to work. I felt frustrated, but instead of giving up, I took a deep breath, or in bunny terms, I gave a little twitch of my nose, and thought, "All right, Floppy, one hop at a time." So, I kept at it. Bit by bit, I managed to nudge those blankets aside until I finally reclaimed my sunny spot. And let me tell you, it was worth every hop. The sun felt even warmer after all that effort. Now, I know my little blanket struggle might seem small compared to what humans go through, but the lesson is the same. When things get tough, don't be discouraged if it takes time to see results. It could be working through a tough project at your job, or maybe you're dealing with a personal challenge that feels like a mountain to climb. Just remember, each small victory adds up, even if it's just one hop forward at a time. In the end, hope is about trusting that there's light at the end of the tunnel, or in my case, a sunny patch waiting just for you. And even if the path there isn't always smooth, every step, every hop, brings you closer. So, my lovely listeners, the next time you find yourself in a tough spot, remember this. Hope is something you can always carry with you, no matter how dark the moment might seem. Whether you're waiting for a brighter day, or simply taking things one hop at a time, know that each small step forward is a victory in itself. Even the smallest spark of hope can light the way, just like how I keep my nose twitching for the next bundle of fresh greens, no matter what. You've got this. Just keep hopping forward, and before you know it, you'll find that hope has been with you all along, guiding you to those brighter days. Thank you so much for joining me on today's Hop Through Hope. I hope you found a little inspiration to carry with you into your own journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the upcoming hops we'll be taking together. And if you have your own stories of hope or tips for keeping it alive, I'd love to hear them. Leave a comment or review, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, this is Floppy, reminding you to keep those ears up and those hearts hopeful.